beautiful people, welcome back to the Kim of Diamonds Not Yourself podcast. Welcome back mostly to me because I've been a little bit AWOL lately. But I hope you've been good. I hope you've been great. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Kim, aka Kim of Diamonds. Full name, Kimberly K. And I am a singer-songwriter from the warm heart of Africa. Oh my God, what is happening already with my tongue? So yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter from the warm heart of Africa. This is where I get to air out my feelings, my journey, when it comes to music, when it comes to finances, when it comes to basically the whole life thing, you know. And just as a way of making you know that you're not alone. Whatever you're going through, you are not alone. Someone out here, aka me, is also going through the same stuff you go through. Those moments when you're out there feeling down or you're feeling like you're not really moving or progressing, you know, I'm here to remind you that, listen, we're all going through something, and guess what? We're gonna make it through, okay? So I hope you stick around, listen to my other podcasts as well. Check me out on social media at Kim of Diamonds, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Check out my music, kimofdiamonds.com, Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, you name it, I'm there. Check me out, yeah? Anyway, enough of all that introduction. I just want to go straight into it right here, right now. I've just woken up one day, you know, and it was like, yo, wait. Whose terms am I living my life on? You know, honestly, and this has thrown me off the rail lately because it's been weeks and weeks of having this very thought in the back of my head. And it's like been manifesting as so many different things, you know. So I finally put a finger on it to say, you know, listen, why are most of us unhappy? Why are most of us feeling like we're not enough and like we're not progressing and all that jazz, you know? It's because we're out here living our lives on someone else's terms. Society says do this. Family, friends say do this. You know, all these expectations from people and things that have lived long before us who are gone. And God knows if they were happy, if they were content, if they were at peace, if they were full of joy and happiness, you know. But we're out here following the same people into like ditches, I swear down. And it might have worked for them, but it's clearly not working for some of us, for most of us, you know. And I'm so sure you can relate wherever you're listening to this from. You could be a girl, boy, man, woman, in Africa, US, Mexico, UK, Europe, Asia, wherever you're listening to this from. Listen, I am so sure that life is not supposed to be as hectic as it's been lately. And I know we like to put the blame on social media as well sometimes, and also like technology advancing so quickly and all of that. But at the end of the day, it's like we have to decide that I am going to live life on my terms. Honestly, that is the only way to you truly be being happy. And I know that we all don't live in free societies where we can do whatever the heck we want, say whatever the heck we want, you know. But ultimately, I feel like life is about setting yourself free from all these things that people tell you you should be or be like. I'm sick and tired of it, honestly. And I'm at that point where I'm just like, whatever. In case you might be wondering, what else do I do apart from singing and songwriting? I write articles for an online platform. And what else do I do? I'm currently working as a community manager for a certain organization, Music for Development. And what else? And a bunch of other odd jobs, really, like that I just go on. I'm just like, okay, cool, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. Why? Because I don't think I'm suited for a 9-to-5 job or 8-to-5 job, you know, because it would absolutely drain me. Now, I'm super thankful for my family, you know, they're able to, they provide a roof over my head and, you know, food on the table and stuff like that. You know, I do not take that lightly. If anything, it really, really inspires and motivates me to push myself even harder when it comes to the music thing and when it comes to any other thing that I get to do with my hands or my brain or my creativity. I always tell myself I cannot afford to just luxuriously live as if my entire life is okay. No, it's not. It is not, you know. So I'm in that environment where I am working the best, doing the best that I can to create a career that will make me happy. And I am so thankful for my family, honestly, because if it was any other way, I would probably be on the street somewhere, not literally like on the streets, but you know, living as an actual struggle, you know, that's what I would be. Because to me, 8 to 5, man, and to look at the pay that we get for 8 to 5 generally all around the world. I mean, there are really good jobs though out there, out here. But until you get to that job, you're forced to like go through all these little jobs that literally exploit you, you know. It is what it is. It's exploitation at its best sometimes. But sometimes the experience obviously teaches us more than what we're getting paid for, which is great and wonderful, you know. But what I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, you have to wake up and decide what terms you are going to live your life, on whose terms are you going to live your life. So you might be working that 8 to 5, but you better know that you can't do that forever. I'm here to tell you, you can't do that forever, first and foremost, because at the end of the day, I always like to think, when you depend on people, that situation is bound to change, that job is bound to change, and all sorts of other unexpected factors can just easily, you know, render you jobless today. So it's important for you to design a life that allows you to live it the way that you want to and be happy at the same time and make use of your gifts or your talents or the things that you're passionate about. And yeah, it takes a lot of work. And the sooner that you realize that the story of your life, the pen that, you know, is writing your life is in your hands, don't give it to anybody else. Don't give that over to anything else. Don't give that over to religion. Don't give that over to the whole relationships. Don't give that over to money and whatever. You own it. Everything else should follow right after that. You better determine how you want your life to look like. You better determine how you want to wake up. You know, it might not be immediately you wake up and you're living the life that you want, you know, but the fact that you know how you want your life to look like, how you want to wake up and feel like, is a very good step towards being and creating a life that makes you happy. And you might be going through some relationship issues, maybe some relationship issues or whatever. Man, let me tell you, life, you gotta reach a point where your relationship does not determine how hard you work. It does not determine your vision. Your vision has to be objective. It has to not falter. It should not be moved because someone has left you, or someone cheated on you, or someone is giving you a headache, or someone is acting somehow. You better wake up and get to work. You better do what you need to do to make sure you're good. At the end of the day, honestly, and I always like to say this to myself, I am the star player in my life, you know. And whether people come and go in my life, whether they leave, whether they stay, that should not determine how hard I work. It should not determine my work ethic. It should not change the direction of my passion, of my vision, of my what I'm trying to build, my goals, my ambition. It shouldn't. Period. Honestly, because imagine you meet someone and then you change your life. You're not gonna go abroad or to this other country because now you're in a relationship. Or this person says, oh, don't move, what are we gonna do? I'm not really into that long distance relationship. Man, you better tell that person, I really like you, honestly, you know, but I got to do this. You need to do things for you because people change all the time. So imagine you stay in your country, wherever you are, or in that job, whatever situation, just because you want to make this person happy and you want to fulfill this idea of, oh, I'm in a relationship and compromising. Man, listen, if that person died, God forbid, where are you gonna be? Or let's say it works out, you get married or whatever, you know, and you know, 5-10 years later, you're still together, you know, and then something tragic happens, which leaves you in a place of, you look back, you're never gonna have this time again. Today is here, today. You better do what today needs you to do. Don't just be out here in love and passing up on opportunities just because you like someone, or because you wanna keep someone, or because you don't wanna leave them in the hands of someone else that you think likes them. Listen, life is so much more than just relationships as we glamorize them. Life is so much more than religion, you know, your faith, all of that. I really honestly feel like life is about setting yourself free, being able to see clearly what your life should be like to you. You have to custom make your life, you know, and essentially that's what this today's episode is about. Whose terms are you living your life? And let me tell you, it is not easy breaking out of these boxes that you've grown up in. All these boxes that we've been put in from ever since we were like kids, ever since we were like conceived in our mother's wombs and stuff like that. Already someone else has a plan for us. Our parents have a plan for us. Our families have a plan for us. Our loved ones has a plan for us. Society has a plan for us. Everything has a plan for us, literally. And we are born into that environment of things wanting to take from us, you know. Instead of us freely giving what we're here to give, we're out here forcing ourselves to do things we don't really want to, forcing ourselves to become, I don't know about you, but that is just tiring. It is hectic, and it's why a lot of people are not happy. That's what I feel like. And there's a lot of depression going around because we are forcing people into boxes they don't belong to be. They should not be in that box. They should not be limited by this. They should not be limited by that. They should not be judged by this. You know what I mean? And it's tough breaking out of all those boxes, like I keep saying. But one step at a time, one step at a time. Evaluate your belief system. Evaluate it. Evaluate the limitations that you think you have. Sometimes you don't realize you were limiting yourself, you know, or that you had a limiting belief until you really turn down all the noise and just think about your life. Where are you right now? What are you doing right now? Are you happy? What would make you happy? Where would you like to be? What do you want to wake up and do? What are the things, not just about happiness, you know, happiness is not just about smiling or whatever. I feel like my definition of happiness is being alive. I'm happy. When I say I'm happy, I mean that I'm alive. I can really feel like I'm alive, alive, you know. So what makes you feel alive? That's so important, because when you feel alive, you can do anything. You can survive anything. You can live through anything when you are alive, when you are happy. That's my definition of happy. So when you meet someone who's interested in you, you know, like relationship wise, you know that if they start to take away from that feeling of being alive and you start to feel drained and bored, they have to go. You might really like them. They might really like you, but if they keep bringing you down with their energy or whatever, and you talk about it and you try to work through whatever and nothing changes, man, they have to go. Even if it's friends, if you're surrounded by friends who drain you all the time, you know, and you no longer feel happy, they have to go. Social media, certain pages, if you're constantly seeing them and they're making you feel depressed, inadequate, they're taking away from your energy, they have to go. You gotta mute those. You better mute and see less often and deem as inappropriate. That's what I do. Honestly, that's what I do. I do that all the time. Lately, I've been going through my Instagram, and every time I'm looking at my timeline, I mute posts. I mute people's posts. People's posts where when I look at the picture, it's not inspiring me to do anything. It's not making me feel alive, you know. And it's not like I'm looking for a trigger to feel or be alive. But what I mean is like the energy of what I'm seeing, the energy of what I'm listening to and hearing and surrounded by, it has to continue to help me become a better me. It has to raise my frequency, my energy, you know, so that way I also raise my energy, and whatever work I'm going to produce or create is also going to raise someone else's energy. I love it when I hear people telling me they love my music, how it makes them feel, because that's why I'm making that music. I want you to feel alive. My music should make you feel alive. It should make you feel like, damn, you know, that's what I want, because you deserve to be alive. And a lot of people are hopeless right now. You know, and I don't like the idea. Oh, sometimes I overthink stuff, I know. Sometimes I place myself in other people's situations too much. I literally end up crying, you know. Like I shed some tears for some people or some certain circumstances. When I look at myself and I think I'm feeling this way and I'm in this situation where from someone else's perspective, I'm doing really good. And yet I am feeling hopeless and like depressed or like unhappy, and then I think of the young kids in the ghetto in the village, in those remote areas, in the streets, in the city, in the urban areas, who are in circumstances so much more worse, much worse than mine. That stuff is just like overwhelming. So I am determined to create a life that really makes me feel alive continuously, whether people come into my life or not, whether they stay or leave. Like, no, I'm not gonna be depending on anything or any. That's what I'm striving towards. And I believe that when you can achieve that level of healthy independence, you can help anybody else, you can help everyone else, you know, one person at a time. Then you can reach out and say, you know, let me show you how I lived my life or how I designed my life, you know. So please don't lose hope. Sit back and think, what do you want your life to look like? I challenge you to really dig deep into your heart, into your spirit, into your soul. It's gonna be painful, let me not even lie. It's gonna be painful. You're gonna come face to face with certain realities where you've been blocking yourself, sabotaging yourself, lying to yourself, misleading yourself, you know, and you're gonna feel so infuriated and frustrated and like you've wasted so much time doing ABC. But don't dwell too much on like, oh, I wasted so much time doing this or going there or being with so-and-so. The fact that you are able to realize that you deserve better, you can do better, you are already everything you need to be. It's just that you need to unlock your energy and stop limiting it to society or all these expectations. Then you can really see that, you know what, life is beautiful. It really is beautiful. It really is. And I refuse to let anyone or anything put limits on me. Oof, no way. Not anymore, at least. Not anymore. And I know it's like a daily kind of thing, a daily kind of battle that I'm gonna have to be conscious about, you know, when I go out there working with different kinds of people, different environments. But ultimately, I know that that is my standard, the diamond standard, you know, where I'm not just gonna be accepting any kind of bullshit from anybody. First and foremost, I'm not even gonna accept bullshit for myself, because I realize my own fears hold me back, you know. And I'm always like, why am I so afraid of this? From where, you know? And just that realization that I can do anything, I have so much power within me, you have so much power within you, that it's so easy to try to water it down because we don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. We don't want to stand out too much. We don't want to die for being different either, you know. But at the end of the day, it's if we ignore the power within us, the purpose within us, the creativity within us, the energy within us, that's going to make us feel hopeless anyway. It's going to make us feel depressed. So it's better to step out courageously. It's not easy, but you can do it. I can do it. We're doing it. Right? So yes, that's what I've been going through, still going through it, but I thought I should share that with you. Maybe you needed to hear that, you know, you're not alone. You might be having an early life crisis, a midlife crisis, but I feel like that crisis is all about you recalibrating your focus, your direction, your ambitions, your energy, because you do deserve very good. You deserve very, very excellent things in this life. Don't ever let anybody make you believe that you deserve less than stellar. Okay? No. Walk away from situations that don't serve you. Cut off things and people that don't serve you anymore. Might be selfish, yeah. You might as well be selfish, because if you don't do that, it's either that or your life. And in some cases, it's literally either you cut people off or you just might end up taking your own life because you feel like you're useless. And that's because people around you are just making you not feel alive. Damn, man. Damn. Life, y'all. But anyways, that is today's topic. I hope you guys are doing fantastic. Peace and love from me to you. Make sure you follow me on social media at Kim of Diamonds. If you can, if you relate to this podcast, to this episode, let me know as well. Share with me your own experiences as well. Leave me a voice message on Anchor. And also, you can start your own Anchor, you know, podcast. It doesn't have to be perfect, but simply document your own journey in the things that interest you. Until next time, peace and love from me to you.